Blog Talk Radio.
You're all we worship and adore. His name is Jesus. Good afternoon and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and welcome to Ministering God's Way. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Ministering God's Way fivefold is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. We have a wonderful topic today, teaching women how to love their husband. Teaching women how to love their husband. Our scripture is coming from the second chapter of the book of Titus and the third through the fifth verse. That's the second chapter of the book of Titus, the third through the fifth verse. And it reads, "The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things," hallelujah, "that they may teach the young women to be sober," amen, "to love their husbands," thank you, Lord, "to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands," amen, "that the word of God be not blasphemed." Oh, Heavenly and gracious Father, we come right now thanking you, Lord, for ministering God's way fivefold today, Father God. We thank you for the spirit, Father, of excellence. And we thank you for the woman of God that's going to come before us today with the spirit of excellence and teach us your way, Father God. And we know that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And Father God, we ask that the listening audience will hear what the spirit has to say unto the church today in the name of Jesus. We bind anything that's not like you. We rebuke it and we remove it as you remove it right now in the name of Jesus and reprove it. In Jesus' name, amen, and praise God. Listening audience, we had a great week last week. The Lord had allowed me to go to Biloxi, Mississippi last week, and to God be the glory. I just thank God for all that he's doing in my life and my husband's life and the lives of others. God says there's no good thing that he would withhold from them that walk upright, amen. And so we're going to make a few announcements just before we get into our message today. And we want to remind the listening audience that prayer is going to be every Tuesday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., 12 hours of prayer. That's going to be held in Amory, Mississippi, 278 West Amory Street. That's at the corner of Martin Luther King. And the doors are open at the House of Refuge. Again, that's 278 West Amory Street in Amory, Mississippi. The Dominion Camp Meeting. Make your plans now to join Pastor Rob Parsley and his special guest. That's going to be held July 3rd through the 5th at the World Harvest Church in Columbus, Ohio. For more information, you can log on to www.dominioncampmeeting.com. Again, that's www.dominioncampmeeting.com. Also, Monday Night of Miracles with Prophetess Christina Glenn Weeks every first Monday of the month, 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Standard Eastern Time. Join Prophetess live. The call-in number is 518 256-1110. That first Tuesday in July will be July 6th, and that number that you can dial is 518-556-1110. Yesterday, my husband and I, Elder Triplett, preached in West Point, Mississippi. We met a wonderful woman of God, Cherie Whitfield. She is going to be releasing her gospel CD titled Monique, Nobody But Jesus. And Cherie, if you're listening, I want you to know that Nobody But Jesus, we're going to keep that on replay because it's all about Jesus. Amen. That is going to be held in Aberdeen, Mississippi, at the Church of God of Prophecy. And that's at 409 Long Street. Again, that's going to be held Sunday, July 19th, 2015, 4 p.m. At Pastor Jerry Green's Church of God of Prophecy, located at 409 Long Street. And for more information, you may dial 662-640-1635. Again, that's 662-640-1635. Mississippi, get ready. Brian Karn Ministries is hosting the Visitation Conference 2015, August 6th through the 8th, 2015, and it will be held in the capital of this hospitality state, Jackson, Mississippi, and it will be held at the Jackson Convention Complex. Services are held nightly, and they will have speakers, Prophet Brian Karn, Pastor Benny Hinn, Pastor Rod Parsley, Dr. Jamal Bryant, Dr. Jackie McCullough, Pastor Frank Ray III, and more. Log on to www.briankarn.com for more information. Again, that's www.briankarn.com for more information. Also, we want to make sure that everyone, you email your church announcements. If you want your church event announced on Ministering God's Way, please email them to us at mgw@mail.com. Again, that's mgw@mail.com. Now, we're going to get ready to hear a word from the Lord. Our speaker today is Dr. Pearl J. Cole. She is a native of Jacksonville, Florida. She has been married for 52 years, and she is the birth mother of 7 children, 5 sons and 2 daughters. And in an effort to matriculate the gospel of Jesus Christ, Dr. Cole enrolled into the Jacksonville Theological Seminary, and she obtained her Bachelor of Arts degree, praise God, in Biblical Studies, her Master's of Arts in Christian Education, and her doctorate degree in theology. Wow, that's powerful. Though Dr. Cole is known for her seemingly effortless polish when it comes down to fashion, her ultimate endeavor is to reconcile man back to Christ. Amen. What a ministry. That is a powerful, just a powerful mission, is to reconcile men back to Christ. And we're going to get ready to go to the phone lines, and we're going to introduce you to Dr. Cole. And we're waiting to get back into our studio, and we will be there momentarily. And let's go to the phone lines and welcome Dr. Cole. Praise the Lord, Dr. Cole.
God bless you, woman of God.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in and joining us live today on Ministering God's Way. We are just honored that you have decided to take time out of your busy schedule to teach us, the younger women, how to love our husbands. Amen.
Amen. I tell you, I am just so thankful, and I feel so honored and blessed today because God has given me this calling, and God is blessing me to be able to put it over to the women of God, the younger women. You know, I want to say this, Evangelist, that I just love the name of your ministry, Ministering God's Way. And I found out in dealing in marriages, that's one of the biggest mistakes, because people don't want to, some people don't want to do it God's way, you know.
Amen.
But thanks be to God, we've got to humble ourselves and do it God's way.
Amen, Mother. Praise God. And when I saw you on Brian Carr Live on Daystar Television, I said, my God, she's got to be on Ministering God's Way and teach us how to love our husbands. And I'm going to tell you, I've been married for 2.5 years, and I pray for a husband, and I wanted it. And when you pray for something, God gives you just what you ask for. And then when we get these husbands, we have to learn how to keep these husbands and how to love our husband. And so I used to have this, I just want to make a few observations. I used to have this prayer that was, okay, directed mainly focused to God, okay, fix my husband. But there's a song that says, it's not my brother or my sister, oh Lord, but it's me standing in the need of prayer. Amen.
Amen. Well,
amen.
You know,
so I had realized it began with me, because the Word of God, it tells us that we can win our own husbands through our conversation. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, you
so
know,
we want-
you really have hit things right on the head, because I was just thinking about where the scripture says in Genesis, the 18th chapter and the 14th verse, it says, is anything too hard for the Lord? And it seems as though the enemy has put out the lie that marriages is too hard for God to control. But I'm here to let him know today that he's a liar and the truth is not in him. Because I'm a woman that I married at the age of 17. I was 1'7". That was in 1962. Now I am 7'0". Married to the same man. So
praise
we want
God.
To let the devil know he's a liar, and I'm not the only one. God have many soldiers that have stood the test. Because, you know, there's a lot in marriage. It's a lot of giving. We used to say it takes 50-50, but I learned, Evangelist, it does not take 50-50. It takes 100% on both ends, especially if both is saved. But when both is not saved, then we that are saved, we have to give more.
Amen. And, you know, I look at my mother and her mother and, you know, my aunts. And they held on to God's unchanging hand in their marriage, and they stayed in their marriage. And nowadays we see so much remarriage and divorce in the church, and, you know, it really saddens me, because I know what God's word says, and we make these vows, we stand before God, and then I recall my sister telling me, she says, you know, when you stand there and you say for better or for worse, you really don't know what that worse is going to be.
Amen.
And when she told me that, I thought, well, okay, well, you know, and I'm experiencing that. You know, you never know what's going to come your way, but you have to seek God and you have to pray. The Bible tells us. I know one mother told me. She says, baby, when you get married, you have to pray. She says, you have to pray. And so we want you to teach us today, Mother, in your own way. You have the platform today because you have the experience. We want you to share some words of wisdom, words of knowledge. And we have about 15 minutes, and we want you to touch bases on how women that even are single, that are looking to get married, want, desiring a husband, and will get married, and that some things that you can tell them, and even the married women today, of how we can love our husband. Because one thing I want to say is that marriage is a two-way street. However, we're not talking about the men today, and we're talking about the women today and the wives. And so we pray that God will send us a man of God that would want to teach the men how to love their wives. But today God sent you, and he chose you for such a time as this to teach us how to love our husband. So now, Mother Cole, if you would just let the Lord have his way and let you teach us in the spirit.
Amen. Thank you so much. As I said before, I'm so humbled And I'm so grateful and thankful that God has given me this opportunity that I could share with the women of God that are listening today. I want you to know that I don't have a book as of yet, but I am the book. I'm coming to you live in living color, letting you know my story. And I want you to know my story is not a fairy tale, but it is the truth. Because the Lord, I gave God my life almost 50 years ago, and I didn't give God part of me, but I gave God all of me. And as the evangelist said that in the book of Titus, the second chapter in the fourth verse, it lets us know Titus is saying what the women, what to teach the young women. Well, one thing I want to say to the young women, and I say it out of love, we, the older women, we cannot teach the young women except they want to hear us. You know, the young women must hear what the aged woman has to say. Because as I said on the program, see, a new broom knows the floor, but an old broom knows the cracks and the crevices. So you take the aged women, you know, they know all what it takes to make these marriages work, especially when they're in God. And I thank the Lord for being in him today, and I thank God for you young women. And as a matter of fact, I want to say again, I thank the Lord for ministering God's way. See, God has a way that's mighty sweet. And the only way that a woman can really stay with her husband, she first got to have a love for God. Mm-hmm. She's got to love God with everything within her. As a matter of fact, God has to be first in her life. And when God is first and have preeminence in her life, then to love her husband is no big thing. Because that love, that agape love, that love of Christ that's resident in her spirit, her soul, in her body, it's just going to flow out to her husband. So, women of God, I want to say to you, the first thing, you've got to adopt a great love for your maker. You got to love God with everything, with your strength, your mind, your soul, your body. Everything got to love God. And when you love God like that, then that means that you love his word. And when you love the word of God, it's so easy to love your husband. Not only to love your husband, but to love your children. So as a young woman, I got saved at the age of 22 years old. My husband was unsaved. So God took me and he taught me through his grace and through his love, the spirit of humility. That's one of the key words that we as women must have. We must have the spirit of humility. Without it, we cannot please the Lord. Now, the Bible does say that women has a duty towards her husband. One scripture I want to bring out to you today will be Colossians, the third chapter and the 18th verse. It says, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord."
Praise God.
I have found out in this walk of life, many times we as wives, you know, we seek to please our boss, you know, if we own a job, and then if we are a part of a ministry in church, we seek to please our pastor, our deacon, our Sunday school superintendent, and those things are marvelous. Those things are great. God required those things. But then sometimes we don't want to submit to authority of the house. And see, the Bible says that our husbands is the head of the woman. Now, I had to learn that scripture correctly, because where it say that the man is the head of the woman, that does not mean that every man is the woman's head. See, because every woman is not even married. But the women that are married, they have a head, and that head is their spouse. That head is their husband. So that does not mean that every woman got to go around just submitting to every man, but you submit to your own husband. The Bible says for us to submit, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Now, that word fit in the Lord, it's powerful, because once we are saved women, and if we are dealing with an unsaved husband, see, once we get saved and our husband is not saved, we're not to just walk off from our husbands. You know, God want us to be that vessel, that instrument that will bring that man to him. So when it says as it is fit in the Lord, it means that many times our husbands may want to ask us, if they aren't saved, to do things that are wrongful and that would displease the Lord. Then those are the times and that's the only time that you will draw a line. Now, I remember my husband was a man that did not like to sit at the dinner table. And I was taught when I got saved to cook your husband dinner, put it on the table, and call the family to dinner. Well, I wanted to do that. So one day I decided I'm going to do what I've been taught. And when I put that food on the table, my husband asked me, would I please bring it to him? So what I did, women of God, I took that food off the table and I carried it to my husband. My husband had a way that he wanted to eat in his bedroom, and he wanted me to bring it to him. And so that's just what I did. I would serve my husband in his bedroom every day. But my husband had a thing about drinking beer. So when I was not saved, I served him the beer. But when I got saved, you know, I was so in God until the scripture that says, touch not, taste not. I took it literally what it said. And so I let my husband know. I didn't just stop automatically. But what I did, I went to him and I explained to him. I said, I'm saved now, so I can't bring your beer to you, but I still can bring you food. And so I will bring his food, and when I humbled myself, God had my husband to listen to me. Now, mind you, my husband was a rough man. I mean, he was a man that always took care of his family. We never was hungry. You know, he did pretty good. But he was a man that did his own thing. He was a man that was out there in the world, and he had plenty of women. He didn't just have one woman, and he didn't just have two women, but he had plenty of women. But you know, the Bible said that if the unbelieving husband desire to dwell with the believing wife, then she is not to depart. Now, that was my consecration. That was my dedication. And so I wanted to see God bring my husband to him. So therefore, I decided that I'm going to dedicate my life. I'm going to dedicate my life to my husband. And so therefore, when the Bible say, obey your husband, submit to your husbands as it is fit in the Lord, that means that some things you may have to draw a line, but do it with the spirit of humility, and then God will stand with you. And always pray. The mothers of Zion taught me to pray. See, if your husband tell you to stay home, say, obey your husband. Stay, but pray. And I want you to know, women of God, I'm not telling you anything that I did not do. There was times for the devil of it, he would say, stay home. But I want you to know, inside I'd be crying out to God. And there was a few times I had to stay. But I want you to know, through me humbling myself, God, I didn't have to stay home many times. God freed me, looked like immediately. Only just maybe two or three times I had to stay. But it's because I humbled myself. And the Bible says if you humble yourself, then God himself will exalt you in due time. I want you to know there is nothing too hard for God. You are listening at a woman. I don't believe there's hardly anything that you can tell me that I have not had to endure some of it. But I want you to know it was the age women that prayed for me, and they began to teach me. And I humbled myself, and I began to hear what the aged women had to say. So today we have a little problem sometimes with our younger women, because I've had them to tell me, well, thank God for you and thank God for Sister So-and-so, but not me. But I want you to know as I speak to you, I have so much to really share with you, but today time will not permit me. But I want you to know that it pays off. If you humble yourself and submit yourself to your own husband, you know, God is not pleased when we can come to church and whatever our pastors tell us, we submit to it. We're standing, that's correct. We're supposed to submit to what our pastors teach us and whatever leadership teaches us and asks us to do. But then it displeases the Lord when we walk out from home and cannot hear our husbands and will not submit to him. Can I get an amen? Praise God.
Amen.
I believe that. Yes. So we as wives, we have a duty. We have a duty to please our husband, and in doing so, it calls us to please the Lord. Now, in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter and the 3rd verse, it lets us know that the man is the head of the woman. Uh-huh. And so we've got to learn to submit. That's why we got to learn to submit to that man, and it won't hurt you. I want you to know today that God will bless you, not in the by and by, but God will bless you marvelous on this side of the earth. I want you to know I was a very young woman. I got married at the age of 17, and I had to go through many, many trials, many, many things. But I kept myself in prayer meeting. You have to keep yourself in prayer meeting. And I kept myself listening to the word of the Lord. You have to search out God's word. And then you have to hear the aged women. Now, but one thing is missing in the church. The aged women need to come back on the scene. And the aged women need to be given a platform where they can teach the younger women. See, many young women, they know the 23rd Psalms, but you take the aged women, they know the shepherd. And God has called us to be here where we can teach you and help you. And I thank God that I'm an aged woman today, and I thank God for what he has done for me. I am a blessed woman. God, I want you to know I'm living today in the conclusion and the benediction of my past, of my marriage. My marriage was not beautiful, hey, but I held on to God. And I'm just
thank you, Messiah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And through my going through, I had to humble myself. And through my going through, I was able to help keep other women marriages together. I'm known here in Jacksonville among many as the woman of love. And every time I would deal with women, I always tried to teach them and show them how to just hold on and look for a little longer and give God a chance. Now I know my time is running, and let me say this before my time is up. I hear the Spirit of God saying to the women of God today to wait on the Lord. And as you wait, be of good courage. Now, and the Spirit of God is also saying, as you wait on the Lord, I want you to worship as you wait. That was one of my great things that I did. As I was waiting on God, expecting God to save this unbelieving husband, I wanted my sanctified life, I wanted my conversation to be a light, a beacon where it would bring him to Christ. And that's why I endured so much. I didn't have to take it, but I chose to take it. Because listen, the Bible say that we are no more twain, that a man is supposed to leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife, and they are no longer twain, but they become one flesh. And I begin to teach people in this last days, listen, if you and your husband is in this covenant relationship, and you in a covenant relationship with God, he does not have to be in that covenant relationship. It's good if he is, but if he is not, you still owe honor and respect to your husband.
Amen. Amen. Respect. We must respect the word of God. We must honor God, and we must respect. Mother, grateful that you have shared with us. We love God be to glory. And we're going to ask, maybe we'll have Father, you're teaching us. God bless you.
We will see.